T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. We have the crew back together.
We're all back.
Woo. Kevin Miller here. That is I. And then we have Tress Collins, who had her sabbatical, and she's back. Yeah. And Bubba Alexander.
Yeah.
He is in the house here to answer your questions for you, here to share with you the glorious thing called mortgage.
Woo-hoo.
That you all dream about. Every day since you were 12.
Which is really cooking right now.
Yes. Things are hot in the mortgage market. Mortgage rates have dropped nearly 2% since last October. If you got yourself into a mortgage last year, if your rate's over 4.5%, even if your rate's over 4%, this is the show for you. If you're thinking of getting a home equity loan or thinking of getting a second lien, you may want to rethink that and get a cash back refinance loan with TexasLending.com instead. We have all the news about the mortgage world here for you. Make sure you get in touch with us today. You can call us. You can text us. The number is 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. We have loan officers here at the office, 972-387-4600. You can call them there. We're going to get into all that. Guys, it's been a crazy week. Some people are still recovering from all the craziness last weekend.
Yeah, crazy weather.
And, you know, I was on the golf course when that went right through. It went through the golf course and knocked our golf tournament off the map.
Yeah.
Well, and like in 45 minutes, it went through. And then I said, oh, my gosh, that's heading for Dallas. And then everybody said, well, we never knew it was coming, you know. And
well, I was down in Waco at the time. And so luckily we missed 95% of that. But it still came through down there, but we only had 30, 40-mile-an-hour winds down in Waco when I was down there. Up here, though, we live over in Farmers Branch, and, yeah, it was crazy.
I heard yesterday that Delkus got hate mail and death threats, and he wasn't even in town.
Yeah. Well,
he said, I went back and looked at what our people did, and they did a good job.
Well, here's the thing. You know, it was just a crazy event. It was a crazy event. It wasn't a tornado. It was just a crazy storm with downwinds.
We weren't here either. We were in Memphis, you know, doing a little vacay, but I was following it.
It wasn't supposed to rain. It just came up out of nowhere.
I know. I followed it on Facebook, and I followed it on Twitter, and I kept calling people, making sure, hey, you okay? And calling my daughter, hey, is our house okay? And she's like, yeah.
I was on the golf course looking at my radar going,
This doesn't look good.
We're not going to finish this.
Well, we're here to talk about your mortgages. We got into it last week with all kinds of questions because I let everyone know that mortgage rates have dropped nearly 2% since October. People are just finding out about this. I know they're finding out about it because, one, our business is going crazy and we're ready for it because we've increased our staff by about 30% in preparation. And So the leads are coming in, but for a few weeks, people didn't know this. And now the news is out. Hey, rates drop. People are refinancing. Most loans that are closing these days on purchases in DFW are around $240,000. That's the average loan size. That's what we're locking loans at for purchases, $240,000. That's average. You know, and we're seeing hundreds and hundreds. We're seeing thousands of leads a month on that. So we're a pretty good barometer on that, I think. If you can save just 1% on a $240,000 loan, and a lot of these purchases last year were closing at 5.5%, 5.75%, mm-hmm. You're out there with your VA loan at 5.5%, 5.75% right now, you might be able to drop 2% on that thing. You may be able to drop 2%. Now, 2% lower rate on a $240,000 loan is $400 in savings every month just on interest payments.
That's a lot.
That's nearly $5,000 a year in interest payments. Putting mm-hmm. right back in your pocket, tax-free. There's mm-hmm. no taxes on the money you're going to save. You're just not paying interest, right? So you have a great opportunity to call us up here where we can answer your questions
and
for you.
Especially because the loan is new.
Here's the other thing. Yeah. People got home equity loans at 5.75%.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And now they passed a law a year and a half ago
yep.
that says you can refinance a home equity loan into a regular refinance loan. Now, you couldn't do that for the first 18 years of that loan when it became law.
Used to be once a cash out, always,
always a cash out. Well, cash out loans have higher rates than refinances. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, you can take a cash out loan that you had last year and refinance it into a regular refinance, and some of you might save over 2% on that. Some of you are thinking of getting, well, I'll talk about that in a little bit. I mean, there's a lot to get to. If you're buying a home this summer, your rates are 1.5% lower than you saw last year on home purchases. Mm-hmm. You can buy so much more home. We just said on a $240,000 loan, the interest payment is on 1.5% lower rates on purchases. Those things are about that's $300 a month. You can afford an extra $60,000 of home.
Now,
for $300 a month is $60,000 of home. So
$60,000 of home.
You can afford a $60,000 bigger house
or a more expensive
house. So it's a seller's market because the rates are low. Everyone's going to be out buying homes. Refinancing market, cash out market, paying off debt market, getting the things refinanced all into one low rate. That's what we're here for. 877-881-1053. Go online and apply with TexasLending.com today. Get it done now. You can get it done before the 4th of July. We're closing loans on an average of 3 weeks. We can close them as fast as 10 days on a refinance, on a purchase. We can close them as fast as 12 days on a home equity loan by law. You have to wait at least 12 days. And so we'll be happy to answer your questions and get you going. Make sure you call TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600. Trust. We didn't get to all of our questions last week. Before we're going to get to your questions, I'm going to finish up with one question that we had last week that someone wanted to know. They were at 5 3/8.
Okay.
They're at 5.375. I just got done saying some of these people got these rates in the fives on purchases last year. 5 3/8 is what they have in their mortgage. How long do they have to wait before they can get a refinance, they said. And they said they only have $10,000 equity in their house. How do they get a lower rate without having to have their, you know, their closing costs take their loan amount higher? They might be able to do a zero closing cost loan and roll it all into the rate and still just drop their rate 1%. That might be an option for them because they can roll the closing. They don't have to have closing costs go on the loan. We'll use some interest rate to pay for your closing costs. You don't have to make your loan amount go up. Now, you might have some escrows you have to bring to closing for taxes and insurance, but you'll get your old escrow account back that's in your current loan. So there are great options for you. Make sure you do get in touch with us, and we'll answer your questions. Trust, do you have any questions yet?
Yes, I do. Do you have any more from last week that we need to get to, though?
No, I'll sprinkle them in.
Sprinkle them in.
Yeah. We do need a little sprinkles.
Like a cupcake.
Like little candy.
Yeah.
Well, right. We didn't get any rain since last. We need more rain.
I know. You're right. We need more rain. Yeah.
Yeah, but without the wind.
I don't want to turn my sprinkler on.
Hey, also, I want to do a shout out.
Speaking of sprinkles.
If you're a landscaper that does sprinkler systems, please email me at kmiller@texaslending.com. We got a project for you. kmiller@texaslending.com. Sprinkler systems. If you manage sprinkler systems, got a little project for you if you are a landscaper. And I know you're out there driving around, and I know you're fans of the fan, and I know you're listening. So text me or email me, 214. You can text me at 214-354-5989. Okay, Tress, what's your question?
Well, I have a friend. She and her husband have a business in landscaping.
Give me a call.
Yeah.
The landscapers call me.
All right. So y'all ready for the new questions?
Yes.
All right. What are the closing costs for a $300,000 cash refinance loan? Is there a percentage or amount you can project the closing cost would be based on the final loan amount?
Well, first of all, it's difficult to figure out exactly how much it's going to be based on the loan amount because there's one, we know our fees, but sometimes if depending on what county you're in, your appraisal could be a little bit higher sometimes. Depending on the kind of loan you're getting, they might get an FHA loan because FHAs go up to near $400,000 now.
Said he wants a cash out.
They said is that what it said?
Yep.
I don't have
it. Cash refinance.
They want a cash refinance. So Gary.
Yes. Okay, so this is kind of what I do. You're going to have it, but it's like if you say, how much are my closing costs on a $300,000 loan? I always say, listen, that's kind of like going through the drive-thru at McDonald's saying, give me something to
how
eat.
Much your food?
Give me something to eat.
How much is your food? Okay, yeah.
So there's the cost. Our costs are basically the processing and underwriting fee. That is basically our cost. And then you're going to third-party fees are going to be the same everywhere else.
Well, here's the thing.
Your title.
depending on when they got their last loan, let's say they refinanced 3 or 4 years ago.
Right.
Now they want to get a home equity loan.
Or they bought it.
They might be able to get a deduction on their title insurance. Mm-hmm. So on a $300,000 loan, that title insurance could be $2,000 or it could be $1,500. Okay, so we're going to give this person a roundabout, but I'm telling you why it's hard to determine what the third party. We don't know what the appraisal is going to be yet. It's probably going to be, call it, figure $500 for the appraisal.
$600.
Somewhere around $500 to $600 for the appraisal for your house. You're going to have title insurance.
Okay.
There's also going to be title. There's also going to be title endorsements.
Endorsements, 12% is title
endorsements. That's endorsements the title company has to endorse. For example, that there hasn't been another home equity loan in the last 12 months on your house.
Oh, blah, blah, you just blah. Answered my T-42, question. I'm like, what's an endorsement?
T41, gotcha. T42. Look them all up.
They have all these. They have all these different title fees.
It's basically 12% of the loan amount.
Figure a couple $1,000s for title fees.
I mean 1.2%. So
these usually get rolled into your loan.
Yes.
Gary, when Gary quotes cash out loans, mm-hmm. though, he typically says, you know what, your idea is to get as most cash, pay off the most debt, get cash in your pocket. And what you may want to do is take the least amount of closing costs possible. And here's why. You take the least amount of closing costs possible, even a zero closing cost option. Mm-hmm. And then we just got done telling everybody, after 12 months, it may be able to be refinanced into a regular refinance loan.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you might be able to drop that. And if rates stay down and go down more, you might be able to get even a lower rate.
Lowest cost, lowest rate. That's what I always quote right up front. And another thing is cash out people.
So you're giving them an option. Here's your lowest rate.
Yep.
That's going to have some more closing costs.
Here's the one if you don't think you're ever going to do a cash out again. But now with the new law, it doesn't make sense because you can refinance
it. And here's the lowest rate. Mm-hmm. Here's the one with the lowest cost. You're typically going to see anywhere about 0.75% difference between the lowest rate and the lowest cost, right? Mm-hmm. So the lowest cost would be there's no closing costs. On that loan, you can do it on a $300,000 loan. On an $80,000 loan, nearly impossible to zero
closing. $200 is about the earmark for where you can do total
zero closing cost loan. Closing.
Yeah, but if you did $300,000 zero closing cost loan, then that helps in a year pays for you to be able to go back and get the better rate if it's there.
Now I want to say this.
Go ahead.
We are the we are the cash out refinance experts in Texas. We are the home equity cash out refinance experts in Texas. I'll tell you, we close hundreds every month. Every month. We've been doing them since 1998. Gary's probably closed 20, you know, average 20 a month.
I have gotten 2,300.
2,300 home equity loans.
Dang.
We close them fast. They can close in as fast as 12 days. We made TV commercials here yesterday in the office. Mm-hmm. We had people come in. When they come in, I don't know their story. I ask them, what happened? We called our bank. They said they really can't do anything for us. They needed us to clean up our credit. Called the other bank. They said that they're not going to be able to help us either. It's not going to work out. They called us. You closed us in 2 weeks. Because they don't know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. We have a team that focuses on refinances and home equity loans. We have another team that focuses on purchase. That means they only get the loans that say purchase. The other ones get the loans that say refinance. They focus on them. They know what they're doing. And we've been doing them for 20 years. I remember back in the day, these out-of-state lenders and servicers, they want to buy our loans from us, and they couldn't even spell home equity loan in Texas because of the laws that are here, the T42 endorsements, the 2% rule, the 80% rule, all these different rules in here. And I said, we'll tell you how to do them. We've been doing them for a long time. And so if you're trying to get a cash out refinance or a home equity loan, if you call Gary after the show or ask for Bubba or call right now and say, put me in his mailbox, he'll call you after the show, you maybe they'll get this thing done in 2 weeks. You know, he'll give you the zero closing cost quote. He'll give you the lowest rate quote to show you what your options are.
And then, hey, you know, the funny thing is a couple of years ago, I had a person call me, and they said they had talked to that company up there with the rocket.
Oh, the astronauts.
And the actual rocket person told them to call Texas Lending.
The rocket person.
I'm serious.
Because they don't. The Texas cash out loan is a.
There's guys down there called Texas Lending. Give them a call. He goes that this may be one of something that they can do. And it was closed.
So there's a lot of different opportunities for you.
Yes.
At TexasHoney.com. Call us now at 972-387-4600. When we come back, there are more questions to answer. If you have a question about buying a home this summer, getting a reverse mortgage, trying to get, hey, we talked about refinancing that old home equity loan. Call us today. We'll answer the questions for you. Here's the other thing. When we come back, we're going to talk about the idea of, no, I want to keep my first loan, and I want to get myself a second lien home equity loan. We'll talk about that when we come back on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. This is Kevin Miller, Bubba Alexander. Not to be outshining Tress Collins, who is the star of the show.
No.
He typically carries the show when we are when we're not at our best. Hey, Tress.
Mostly when you're not here.
And when we're not here. So we have all kinds of questions coming in.
Yeah.
And we also have text lines, 877-881-1053. If you ever want to get on the air, we'll answer your question. You get on the air, DFW, at 877-881-1053. Call our office now. Refinance. Drop your rate. Rates have dropped nearly 2% since October. They're at their lowest rate right now that they've been since October last year. 0.25% off their all-time lows. We're quoting 15-year fixed at 2.875 right now. If you have a 1% origination fee on your loan, you pay your one origination, 2.875 for a loan of $195,000 on a refinance. We have some of the lowest refinance rates in the state of Texas. If you're a veteran, you're trying to get that streamlined refi, we are experts at that. FHA, streamlined refinance, we're going to help you out all day long, save you a bunch of money. Even if you're with a builder, we're beating builders every day. We beat another builder yesterday. Call us. We're going to get it done. Also, I appreciate this is a fantastic. I asked you to text me or I asked you to email me if you're a landscaper because I got some landscape work that needs to be done on my house. I got a text already. The name of this company is going to go on the air right now. I appreciate this is great for the fan. Here's the name of the company. They are. You got to call these people, all right? The number is 972-771-1977. Actually, the name of the company is Texas Outdoor Oasis. Texas Outdoor Oasis. But it was signed by Kick Grass. That's the name of the landscaping company. I appreciate it. Call us.
That's awesome.
Call us today at Hey, so call them today. We are going to answer more questions, Tress.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
When verifying income, do lenders base their loan amount off of gross or net income?
When verifying income, do we base their off of gross or net? We do off of adjusted gross income.
What's the difference?
Well, you have W-2 income, right? And then some people go and they do a tax return. When they do a tax return, they have some write-downs. And that says adjusted gross income. Now, sometimes the computer algorithm from Fannie Mae, it says we just want their W-2s. And sometimes it says we want their tax returns.
Sometimes we just want their VOEs.
Sometimes it just wants a verification of employment. Depends on higher, let's say, if you have an 800 credit score and you're putting 50% down, right, that's a very low risk loan.
20% down.
You have a very low risk loan, and it might just say we want to just verify their employment. If you're getting 3% down with a 660 score, then you might need to have all the full documentation of income. Yeah. It's in Fannie Mae's computer algorithm designs the risk. It tells us, and so we're going to use your adjusted gross income.
W-2 income. We're going to use your gross income.
Yeah, if it says W-2. Yeah, that's all we want, W-2s, and we'll just do that. But we have loans here. Even if you can't document your income, we can use bank statements to document your income. We'll look at your last 2 years of deposits into your personal bank account. We'll look at the last 2 years of deposits into your business bank account, if you're self-employed, to document that you have cash flow to be able to pay for a home loan. These are options when you're buying a home these days with TexasLending.com. And these even go down to credit scores in the 500s. So call us and we'll take a look at your situation. Even if you're trying to get cash out, you're just missed, you're at a 610 credit score, you think I'm no good, I can't get a loan, we can help you. Get your credit cards paid off. Get everything caught up. Pay off $30,000 of credit cards. Pay off $1,000 a month of credit card debt. Reduce it down to $150 a month. And then at a year from now, we can drop that rate into one of our institutionally low rates. So one of the things I was talking about is before the break is, Tress,
Kevin.
Some people want to get a second lien. They're sitting at 4% I don't want to mess with my 4% loan. Mm-hmm. I want to go get a home equity second lien. Home equity second liens are based on prime. They're typically prime plus. What is prime plus? Prime plus one, prime plus two. What is prime? Well, for all of you sitting at home, the way you calculate prime is very simple. You take the Federal Reserve rate, the overnight rate. Right now it's 2.5.
2.5.
It might not be 2.5 much longer. They're talking about lowering the Fed rate. Here's the crazy thing. The overnight rate. Well, I'm going to get on, stay on track here. The prime rate is 2.5 plus 3. The prime rate is always the federal funds rate plus 3. So 2.5 plus 3 is 5.5. Mm-hmm. If you're going to get a home equity loan, you might get 5.5 plus 1, 5.5 plus a half. You might be paying 6 or 6.5% on a home equity second lien. Mm-hmm. We just told you that rates, the long-term rates have dropped 2%. As a matter of fact, the 10-year rate that you can borrow money from the government, the government's going to borrow money from you for 10 years, is lower than the one-day rate. The one-day rate, the overnight rate, is 2.5. Do you know what the 10-year rate is? Mm-mm. It's under 2.1. So if you're going to give money to the government for 10 years, they're only going to pay you 2.1. Mm-hmm. If you're going to give it to them for a day, they're going to give you 2.5. They're going to give you more money because the Federal Reserve rate is higher than the long-term rates. That means your credit card rates have gone to 20, 23, 25, 28%. While mortgage rates have dropped 2%, the 30-year rate. Mm-hmm. And so you can drop the rates that you're paying on credit cards. The rates that you're paying for your $10,000, $20,000, $50,000 of credit card debt, you're paying 20, 25%. You can reduce those rates by up to 80% or more by putting them into a cashback refinance loan. And you can see cashback refinance loans near 4% right now. So if you're sitting at 4% on a first lien, you're thinking, oh, I'm going to go get a $50,000 home equity loan at 6.5. Rethink that. You might want to get a home equity cash out loan at 4 or a 20-year cash out or a 15-year cash out at 3.75. You can see a cash out 15-year cash out refinance at 3.75 and get all your debts consolidated to a lower rate than you're paying now and go to a 15-year mortgage. And so with the long-term rates going down and the short-term rates still up, you know, the overnight rate being even higher than the 10-year rate, that means your adjustable rate mortgages, your one-year loans, your two, these have very high rates. The long-term rates are lower than the short-term rates.
So you could, like,
that's called an inversion of the yield curve. That is called an impending recession. That's usually what they call that.
So just by refinancing your home, you could give yourself a raise, kind of.
Listen, some people go to their boss and say, can I get $2,500 more a year? They're making $50,000. Can I get 25? Can I get a 5% raise to 52.5? If you can drop your $200 a month in your mortgage payment, that's $2,400 a year.
Yeah.
You're not going to pay income taxes on that.
Yep.
That's just money in your pocket. That's just savings on interest you're paying. And so give yourself a raise.
Exactly.
With a refinance or a cashback. Some people are saving $1,000. Some people, Gary, you see it. They're saving $2,000 a month on credit card payments. $24,000 a year tax-free savings by just lowering the rates from 24 down to 4.
Yeah.
Why would you keep doing that? Why would you keep paying that?
Cash flow is king. That's what I keep telling everybody. So it's just amazing what you can do with that equity.
We are the Cash Out Refinance Experts at TexasHoney.com. We have dozens of loan officers here, and we have a team that focuses on home equity and refinance. Is refinance best for you? Is home equity best for you? If you have an old cash out refinance or home equity loan, you can refinance a home equity loan into a regular refinance with TexasLending.com after 12 months of having that home equity loan. Rates have dropped 2%. I'm going to say this. Some of you got a cash out loan last year at 6%. A cash out refinance, that's where the rates were. You're at 6% on a home equity refinance. You can refinance that into a regular refinance loan at 3% right now on a 15-year mortgage.
Dang.
Go from a 30-year loan, take it to 15, drop your rate in half, and pay off your loan in half the time.
Yep.
Makes sense. Call us right now. That's how far the rates have fallen. And they can't get up. The rates have fallen and they can't get up, Tress. So,
but I bet when? They will at
so
some
probably
point.
Next year.
Yeah, they're going to be down for a while.
Okay. I'm thinking right before next election that old Trumpy is going to settle with China. I'm hoping, because if they don't, then things could get really bad. But I'm thinking that before the election, he's gonna make an agreement that's going to have the stock market booming right before the election. So
did
we'll
you call
see
him Trumpy?
Trumper, Trumpy.
Trumpet.
Trumpet. Okay.
Okay.
So one last question before we go to break, but I think you can do this one quickly. What's the story behind the song at the first of the show?
What's the story?
Behind the song.
Oh.
Long story.
Can you do it in 2 minutes?
Oh, we can do it. Yeah.
Okay.
So figure 2003, 2004, I'm listening to the radio here in DFW, and here comes on the old Johnny Cash song, and it's reformatted to Texas. You know, I've been everywhere in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, that song's pretty cool. And so I wrote a song about We Alone Everywhere, man. I wrote it. And I put all the different cities in there. And then I looked up who sang that song. And it was sung by an auntie, Brian Burns. And so I looked him up. And he lives in Arlington.
Don't put it on.
So I called him. And I said, can you do this song for me? So I went down to his house. This went down, it just only took about a week. And now we were down at his house and we were recording the song. And it was
improv.
Well,
your part didn't take very long.
It was improv. My part said, I want to sing my part. And so I started singing. And he says, that's horrible. It was improv. That's blood curdling. He did not know. I said, I'm going to sing some. And he goes,
I'm crying.
He goes, that's blood curdling. Let me do the singing. So he got in there and he started singing.
Bless his heart.
So he rewrote it and he put it. He wrote rhymes to it. And of course he's got the old beautiful singing chords. So
yeah, he's got a great voice.
Yeah, he's got a great voice. He can listen to it all day long. And so Brian, we've had the remix a couple times over the years to put a new address on there and other things, just putting in some different audio. But anyway,
ask what about the ceiling staring through the ceiling? That's a good one to ask.
That's a different story. But anyway, all together, Brian Burns, he's a great guy. He's got albums, you can buy them. So. Good.
There you go. Yeah. There's their story.
You know, he sounds like Gordon Lightfoot. He's got the.
He does.
He's a country Gordon Lightfoot, even though Gordon Lightfoot had some country songs. But, you know, he even sings a rendition of the Edmund Fitzgerald that sounds exactly like Gordon Lightfoot because their voices are very similar.
I love that song.
So anyway, that's the story behind the song at the beginning of the show.
There we go.
And we've been playing it for 15 years now. I think we did that in about late 2004, early 2005, 14 to 15 years now. We've been playing that song on and off just because it's always timeless. And we appreciate you checking in on that. But we have all text lines open at 877-881-1053. Mortgage rate to drop to near their all-time lows again. You never thought they were going to be down here again. Do not blink.
Not despair.
No, call now.
Call now.
Hey, anything could cause you. I'm going to tell you this. We got to take a break.
Yes.
We're going to come back. I'm going to tell you this, what I was going to say, because Tress says I have to go to a break, and says I do. Call us at 972-387-4600. Go online to TexasLending.com and apply today. Our loan officers will call you back. We'll get back for more on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, 105.3 The Fan. Love. All right. We're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. And before we went to break, I was going to tell you this. Now I'm going to tell you this.
Is it okay, Tress?
Yeah, Kevin, you're clear.
Okay. For years, I've been telling you that as the Federal Reserve raises rates, we may see rates drop. I said, when the Fed raises rates, all your friends say, oh, can't refinance, the Fed raised rates. Those are overnight rates. The long-term rates go down many times, most of the time. Whenever I see the Federal Reserve raise rates, they're trying to keep long-term inflation down. That can keep longer-term rates lower. Well, the Federal Reserve has raised rates ever since Trump has been elected. They only started after the election. They raised them 2%. They were at 0.5%. They raised them all the way up to 2.5%, right? I think they're as low as 0.25% at one point. But they've raised them all the way up to 2.5%. Now, the mortgage rates have dropped to a lower than they were before Trump got elected. So your short-term rates have risen 2.25%. Your long-term rates are now nearly 0.5% lower than they were than when Trump got elected. And so you can see an inverse relationship. The Federal Reserve is discussing, and there is media talking about maybe the Federal Reserve is going to lower rates. If the Federal Reserve actually lowers the rates by a half or a quarter, you may actually see rates go up, because that lower rates means more spending. That means shorter term money is cheaper, so that businesses can borrow money for less, and that can spur longer term inflation. So it's usually an inverse relationship. Many times when you see the Federal Reserve lowering rates, you might see. So what I'm trying to say is rates are really good right now. They're within 0.25% of their all-time lows. Can things get worse? Yeah, if the trade war continues, if things are slowing down in the business world, because the Federal Reserve hasn't lowered rates. And so if things slow down, then your rates might go a little bit lower. But they really don't need to, because things are super hot right now in the mortgage world and in the home building world. And you're seeing, we're quoting 15 years at 2.875 in some cases, and we're quoting 30 years at 3.5 for refinances. And so call us for your loan at 877-881-1053. You can text us on that line here on The Fan, or go online and apply with TexasLending.com.
Yeah, bye-bye. And like I said, even if you don't want to pay a point, three and an eighth with an APR under 3.5.
Yeah, 2.875 is with one origination. If you want 3.125, some people are sitting on 5.5. I don't know if I want to do that 3.125. You're like, but you were sure happy to sign at 5.5. Trust, you got questions we'll answer.
We do.
And the difference in the payment between 2.875 and 3.125 is $60 maybe.
Yeah.
You know, so it just depends on how long it takes to pay that point back.
All right.
Whether you want it or not.
We got something vague here. What would my payment be if I do a 15-year, and what would interest be?
Well, here's the thing we need to know.
If it's a quarter pounder.
We want it, well, again.
Or a Big Mac.
We're walking into the butcher shop and ask them how much their meat is. How much is your meat? So what would your payment be on a 15-year mortgage? This might be someone that texted us earlier. On a 15-year, just know that your payment is typically going to be about 40% higher than it would be on a 30-year loan. Also, because you're paying it half the time, right? So the interest is a little bit less. But you're paying the principal in half the time. We need to know your loan size. We need to know your credit score. We need to know your equity position. We need to know whether you're having escrows. We need to know whether you're refinancing or purchasing. We need to know whether you're going to qualify for FHA or VA. These are all different considerations that we're going to need to know before we can quote. And we want to know if you're going to pay closing costs or not. These are all things we need to know. We'll be happy to quote you the lowest rate option and the lowest closing cost option here at TexasLending.com.
All right, next up. So I want to refinance. I'm at 5.25%. I owe $230,000 on my home. My credit is around 640 to 680. I don't want to pay closing costs. And I pay around $2,065 a month, roughly. What would my payment be if I do a 15-year and interest be? I think they gave us more information.
I think that's what it is. All that's right. The person. So the next question was, here's the thing is, that person has 5.25%?
Yep.
So there's a couple things. At 640, you know.
To 680.
I'm assuming that they're, I don't know if they have, does it say how much equity they have?
No, they owe $230,000.
Okay. Well, we really need to know how much their home is worth, and here's why. If they have 20% equity, they can get a conventional loan. If they have less than 20% equity, FHA is probably their best bet.
Yep.
But they can drop that rate. If they have an FHA loan, they can probably get that from 5.25% down to the high threes. And on that loan size, they'll save about $300 a month in interest payments. I don't know if they're paying PMI or not. So
I think it's an FHA loan from what the specifics.
Well, the 640 to 680 score.
The credit score.
Your 680 score is going to get you a better rate than a 640 score will. Mm-hmm. FHA loans don't have the large hits on interest that you will get on a VA loan or a conventional loan for lower credit scores. But they do say still have some hits. As you start getting under 660, FHA will have some hits for can have some hits for the interest rate on credit score. So we'll have to take a look and see if that's an FHA. You can call Gary after the show. Call right now to the office at 972-387-4600. Ask for Gary. They'll put you in his voicemail. He'll call you after the show. He'll run the gamut for you and help you out.
All right. Next up. Ready? Yep. I've been in my house 12 months. I recently became disabled. I am behind about two payments. However, I want to refinance for lower payments. Is it possible with bad credit and being behind?
Is it impossible? What did it say what their rate was?
No, we just know that he's been in his house for a year.
Yeah, well.
And that he's two payments behind.
Here's the options, okay? There's a couple options to get yourself back on track. Well, there's really one option. If you're not able to get caught back up, you can call and see if they can mediate your loan for you. If you have the means now to pay it, let's say you got behind, you lost a job, now you got a new job. They became disabled, they said. I don't know if they've got themselves. They're disabled, but I don't know if that took them out of commission for a while. Now they're back working. With a disability, I don't know their situation, but an option for you that can, if you have an ability to pay it, is to call an attorney, a bankruptcy chapter 13 attorney, and you might be able to stop the calls coming your way. The bankruptcy attorney may be able to put that into a chapter 13 bankruptcy where you catch up your payments through the courts. And that will allow you potentially to keep the house and pay off the back debt. If you can't pay at all, I don't know what your options are. If you don't have an ability to repay it, if you don't have an ability to make the payments, then the Chapter 13 might not be an option. I'm not an attorney. I'm saying you need to call them. Mm-hmm. But being in real estate, in mortgage world, we know that people can stall and stop foreclosure. If they have an ability to get that caught up and pay it, they can go through a Chapter 13. They'll stick you in a 3 to 5 year plan most of the time to pay it back through the courts. Once you're in that, typically it stops creditors from hounding you because you're paying it back through the courts. So, again, call a bankruptcy attorney. They'll give you the detail. If I had anything wrong there, bankruptcy attorneys, I apologize, but that's my mortgage world understanding of what your options are if you have a mortgage.
Well, I think it's time for another break.
Okay, Tress. Okay.
We're going to have a lightning round because we got a lot of questions coming
in. We've had enough lightning. Let's just call it the light breeze. It's happy hour. We'll call it happy hour. Happy hour segment. We're going to come back and answer more of your questions. Call our office, 972-387-4600. Go online to TexasLending.com. We are the one and only TexasLending.com. Been doing business for 20 years in Dallas, Fort Worth, here to serve you all the time, right here in your backyard, a company you can trust. Go ahead, call the Rocket people, then call us. We're going to beat them, and we're going to get it closed even faster. Call us now. We're going to help you. And coming back for more here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, 105.3 The Fan. All right, we're back for the happy hour round. We have 7 minutes. Before David Blassingame gets here with the Auto Flex Leasing crew. And we're going to be answering your questions. Start now. Call, in the meantime, call our office at 972-387-4600. Tress.
Okay. There was a follow-up to the people who wanted to know what would their payment and interest be at 15 years with the 5-point. They said they bought their home last year and they did 20% down and they have a conventional loan.
Okay.
Does that affect your answer?
Yeah, it does. I mean, they can lower their rate from 5.25. They can probably drop that rate about 1% on that thing. If they have the equity in it, you know, we'll take a look and look at the options. I would call Gary here. He'll give you the lowest rate option. We have some of the lowest, if not the lowest, rates in Texas for refis. We'll take a look and see what we can do.
Right.
And then they have 20% equity, so they're not going to want to pay any PMI. So we'll take a look and see. They can get it done now, though. They can drop that a lot right now. Even with this, we'll see if it's a 640 or a 680. Here's the other thing. We can give you guidance on how to increase your credit score with the Credit Analyzer and Credit Expert programs that we have in our stable that are part of the credit bureaus. The credit bureaus give us this tool that when we pull your credit, it's a free service here. We'll say, here's what you need to do to improve your credit score so you can get a better rate.
All right. Next up, what kind of proof of income is required? Are pay stubs and W-2s enough? I've heard that full year bank statements are required specifically for FHA.
Okay. So first of all,
Who are you talking to?
No.
Yeah, who are you talking to?
That's the look on Gary's face.
Who, me?
No, I mean, no.
The person with the question.
Well, the thing is this. Do you need a full year's bank statements? FHA requires a W-2 and tax returns, okay? That's what FHA requires. We're going to look at both. And we're going to look at both your W-2 and tax returns, 2 years of them. The bank statements, we're probably going to need the last 3 months of bank statements. One thing that can knock out an FHA loan really fast is if you are bouncing checks or have insufficient funds in your bank statements. If you're overdrawing your bank account, FHA doesn't like that. And so we'll look at the last 3 months to make sure that you have your down payment in there.
Yeah, yes, you have to document your
You
down
have to
payment.
Document that you have a seasoned down payment. Seasoned means it's been in there for at least 3 months. All of a sudden you get a $15,000 deposit in your bank statement. They don't want any laundering of money. They don't want the seller or the builder giving you money for your down payment so they can sell their house. They don't want any money laundering going on. So we're going to document the last 3 bank statements. We're going to document the last two years of income for FHA.
Document any large transactions,
now,
deposits.
Conventional, if you have good credit, they might only ask for your W-2s. Mm-hmm. Okay, that might be an option for you. We're still going to look at your bank statements, though, for your down payments and such. You can get gift money for your down payment.
Mm-hmm.
You can borrow money from a relative. These relatives typically need to be like a grandparent, a parent, a brother, sister. Okay, you can also get them if you've been living with somebody for 20 years and they're your significant spouse or significant other and you're not married, or if you know someone's been your guardian for a long time and you can document that, you might be able to get a gift from them. You can get down payment money from your 401k. You can borrow money from your 401k for your down payment. You can also get an advance from your job if you get an advance from your employer. There are several options for down payments and such, but for income documentation for FHA, 2 years.
All right. And next up, good morning. I will be coming into some money, about $24,000 in the next 60 days. Should I pay off my $13,000 credit card debt or pay off my $23,000 car loan? What's better for my credit score?
Get those
credit cards paid off, yeah.
Get your credit cards paid off, then keep your balances very low.
Mm-hmm.
Pay them off every month.
Your score will go up like crazy.
The best way to have the best credit is to have as most credit available to you with you using the least amount of it. So if you have $50,000 of credit cards available and you're only putting a few hundred dollars on a month and paying them off, you have $50,000 of credit available to you. You're a very low risk. Versus the person that has $10,000 available and they're maxed out. They don't have any credit available and they're maxed out on what they do have. So your car payments are typically at much lower rates. It's extremely lower rates than credit cards. Pay the least amount of interest as possible. Pay off the principal on that car. Use the savings you're going to make by paying off your credit cards and apply that towards your car. You'll have the highest interest rates paid off, and now you're going to be applying it towards your principal on your car.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Is there anywhere I can go that can advise me to build my credit for buying a house?
Right here. Right here. Now, listen, here's how you build credit. Go to your bank. Give them $500. Stick it into a CD. Tell them you want a secured line of credit for $500. Get a credit line for $500, and it's secured with the CD. That's how you start building credit if you don't have credit. If you can do that, or maybe if you have a car payment, you already have some credit. If you don't have any, that's how you start building credit. Also, you can also go to annualcreditreport.com. For a free credit report, ANNUAL, annualcreditreport.com. You get a free credit report every year mandated by the government. It's an act of Congress. You can go get a free credit report from annualcreditreport.com. It's not going to give you your scores, but it's going to show you what's on your credit report. It's going to show you everything you can see from the bureaus without the scores. You can pay yourself your $40 or $50 to get all your credit scores from that website, but you get the free report without the scores just by going there.
Mm.
You can check that out. And then you can call a loan officer, and they'll tell you what you need to do to get your scores where they need to be. Trust, we're out of time.
And you got all the questions. Bam.
I appreciate you all calling.
Overflow.
Hey, rates have dropped 2%. Tell your friends. Tell everyone over the barbecue today. Go online and apply with TexasLending.com. Call 972-387-4600. We'll see you all next week in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show right here on 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.